Be'ezus Hashem b'li neda. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Aleph. We left off on the very bottom of Yud Amud Beis, the very first few lines being that both opinions at the end of the Brisa that we learned yesterday, Mechlal, the Tarvayu Svirluhu be Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in Nisan. So today's daf is going to discuss a lot of issues about what things happened in Nisan and what things happened in Tishrei. Let's take it away. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rav Eliezer says, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created in Tishrei. B'Tishrei Noldu Avos, in Tishrei, Avram and Yaakov were born. We'll see this excludes Yitzchak. B'Tishrei Mesu Avos, they were born in Tishrei and they passed away in Tishrei. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, Yitzchak was born on Pesach. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sarah Rachel V'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah Nifkida, so Rashi says the word Nifkida means that on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were told, they were remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were going to have children. Now the simple pshat in Nifkida, you could read it as that they became pregnant then, but that's not true. We'll see later in the daf that that's in fact not true. But Rosh Hashanah, Yatza Yosef in Beis HaAsurin. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef left jail. But Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda Me'avosenim B'Mitzrayim. And on Rosh Hashanah, our ancestors in Egypt stopped the work. 6 months before they left, they actually stopped working on Rosh Hashanah. B'nisa Nigalu B'tishrei Asidin Ligoel. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that we were redeemed in Nisan, but the future Geul is going to happen in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with some of these and agrees with others of them. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, B'nisa Nivra Olam. Okay, he says the world was created in Nisan. That he disagrees with. B'nisa Nivra Olam. B'nisa Noldu Avos. It was Nisan that Avram and Yaakov were born. B'nisa Mesu Avos. B'Pesach Nol Yitzchak, that they agree on. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkid Sarach Avachana, that they agree on. B'Rosh Hashanah Yotzei Yosef Yisroel, that they agree on. B'Rosh Hashanah Bat La'avoda Me'avosein B'Mitzrayim, that they agree on. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligoel.
So they're saying Rosh Hashanah, that does mean Tishrei.
They both mean Tishrei. B'Nisan Asidin Ligoel. Now, a couple of ha'aras on this, before we even go further. A couple of brief ha'aras. Now, first of all, when we say the world was created in Tishrei, that's not exactly correct. In the Psikta de Rav Kahana, it states that the day number one of the creation of the world was actually the 25th of Elul, because there were 6 days of creation. Adam was created on the sixth day of creation, which was Rosh Chodesh, which was Aleph Tishrei. Says Rabbeinu Bachai in his commentary on the Chumash, even though the creation of the world began in Elul, But since man is the most significant of those creations, and that was Aleph Tishrei, that's why the Gemara considers it as if the world was created in Tishrei. the Rashash also points out that even though the proofs, it's funny, why did the Gemara say the world was created on Aleph Tishrei, right? Like by other things as Rosh Hashanah. So, but apparently, since the proofs that we have that the world was created in Tishrei is really only about Tishrei, there's no proof that it actually happened on Aleph Tishrei, so the Rashash says that's why the Gemara just says Tishrei. And I just also want to point out that according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says the world was created in Nisan, it's the same story. The Medrash says it was actually Chaf Hei Adar that the world began, and it was Aleph Nisan that Adam was created. Oh, two other interesting ha'aras over here. It says, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sarah Rachel V'Chana. So Rashi, take a look at Rashi, Besar, right, Nifkida. Take a look at that Rashi. Nifkida, Sarah Rachel V'chana. Nifkida. Look at Rashi, top Rashi, Alf Amad Alf. Nifkida, Sarah, top line. Ba zichroinam l'toiva v'nigzar alein heroyim. Not that they actually became pregnant then, because the later on in the daf is going to contradict that, but that's when Hashem decided to give them, to have them be pregnant. Now, this comes up in a halachic topic. Again, happy to be listening to, I believe it's the other day, but yesterday, whenever I'm in the car. So I had a lot of Shiva visits, unfortunately, yesterday, and more today. So so the Birkei Yosef quotes a proof from our Gemara. He's discussing whether or not marital relations are permitted on Rosh Hashanah. So he wants to bring a raya from our Gemara. It says Nifkida, that they became pregnant on Rosh Hashanah, means, oh, you see, marital relations are mutter on Rosh Hashanah. So the Sefer Eliyahu Zutta answers, no, maybe it was just the Leil Tvila, because the halacha is, on Rosh Hashanah, there's a minig not to have marital, we have a minig not to have marital relations the night of Rosh Hashanah. There's a minig like that, not to have it. It's a minig. It's not a halacha. It's a Yom Kippur, obviously, is a halacha. Tisha B'Av is a halacha, but if it's the Leil Tvila, maybe Tisha B'Av also, but if it's the Leil Tvila, if that's the night the woman is going to the mikvah, then Rosh Hashanah it's permitted to have relations. So that's what the Eliyahu Zutta answers. Maybe it was the Leil Tefillah. That's why it was okay. But it's not really a raya that stamazai, marital relations are mutter in Rosh Hashanah. But according to Rashi, the whole question doesn't get off the ground, because it's not the night that she actually became pregnant. It's just the night that Nifkada, the word Nifkada Rashi means, it just means that Hashem decided to remember to Paskin that they're going to have kids, not that the actual relations. That's one ha'ara. So the Birkei Yosef obviously learned differently than Rashi. And the other ha'ara, interesting, comes up just on Rosh Hashanah, right? Yosef got out of jail, right? Now, what does the Chumash say on the day that Yosef got out of jail? He took a haircut. It says, Vayigalach v'achalis nosav. Rashi and Chumash says, B'pnei kovad ha'malchus. Why did he take a haircut? Because he was going to go. They took him out on Rosh Hashanah. He's going to meet with Paro. So Rashi says, "Mipnei kavod hamalchus." What's Rashi saying? "Mipnei kavod hamalchus." He was in jail for a bunch of years. He probably needed a haircut. What do you mean? What do you mean, "Mipnei kavod hamalchus"? Oh, so they say no. So the Achronim say, since it was Rosh Hashanah, so it was usher for him to take a haircut. The only reason he's allowed to take a haircut because maybe it was a life and death or whatever mitzvah. The mitzvah of kavod hamalchus is doicha, the iser of shaving on Rosh Hashanah. But since the Gemara says it was Rosh Hashanah, that's why Rashi had to say Mipnei Kavod HaMalchus. That's what they say. Because otherwise, Stamazai, he would have to wait till tomorrow. If he wasn't going to visit Paro that day, it wouldn't have been okay for him to take a haircut. Okay, let's continue. Cute Haaretz. Okay, let's go. Tanya, says the Gemara. I didn't say good morning to everybody. Okay, Mordechai, Jeremy, Chanacherach, David Yeshua, Yehudi Yitzchak Netano. And Daniel Yoshua, okay. And Avi, and Dr. Joe, and Mordechai Tzvi, and Gershon Eitan, and Harav Eliezer Dov, and Shmuel, and Yitzchak, and Svika, and Shlomo David. So, here we go. Says the Gemara. Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Minayin, Shebet Tishrei, Nivra Olam. How do we know that the world's created in Tishrei? Shenemar. Vayomer Elokim Tatshe Haaretz Desha Esev Mazria Zera. The grass is going to grow. Eitz Peri. And trees with fruit. So Tatshe means that it's the beginning of the season. It's going to begin to grow. And Eitz Peri means an Eitz that... Eitz Peri sounds like that there are fruit on the tree. Says the Gemara, Ezu Chodesh Haaretz Motzia Deshan VeIlan Mole Peros. What's the month that the grass is all over the grass is filled up with the of the earth and the trees are filled with root? Havayomer Tishrei. It's right before you're gonna harvest. So the end of the summer is when everything's fully grown and the trees are filled with fruit. Oso haperek zman revia haisa. That's the time that the rains are beginning to fall. V'yardu gishamim, right after the creation of the world, the rain fell, v'tzimchu, and everything grew right away. Shnemar v'eid yalim in aretz. So the beginning of the rainy season makes sense. The end of the summer, beginning of the fall, slash rainy season, around Tishrei time, that's when it makes more sense. Rabbi Shu Omer, no. Minayin should be Nisan ever olam. I know it was Nisan Shnemar. V'atotzeh ha'aretz deshe, same pasuk. Esev mazriya zer v'eitz oseh pri. It says totzei. Totzei ha'aretz deshe. So totzei sounds like it begun to grow. It has begun to grow. And eitz oseh pri means that, no, it's not that the fruit are actually on the pri. It's that this is the very beginning of the season. Ezel chodesh ha'aretz malea d'shayim v'ilon motzi peros have omer zen nisan. So it's just the very beginning of the process, not like when they're already fully done. V'osah perek zman behema v'chaya v'of shem izdavgen zeitzel zeh. He gives a further proof that that's the time that the animals are going to begin to mate. Shenemar, as we learned in a couple of days ago's daf, that's the time, right? Love shukar matzon, when do the sheep get pregnant? V'amokim yatvu bar, you throw off your shiru. We had a drush on Daf Ches that the time that they get pregnant, the animals start to get pregnant, is when the time of the harvest, the beginning of the cutting off of the that's when the wheat gets hardened is around Nisan time or Iyar. So that's when the animals are going to mate. So that's when it makes sense that the world was created. Says Gemara, what does each other do with each other's pasuk? V'idach nami. Haksiv eats osepri. So doesn't Rabbi Lezer, who says it was created in Tishrei, what does he do with the eats osepri? Hahu lebracha ledoros hu dechsiv. That just means, even though in the first year it was created that the eats was already had the peros, for the future it was going to be eats osepri. V'idachnam yoksiv eats pri. What does the other opinion do with the fact that it sounds like they were already fully loaded, like in Tishrei? Hahu Kidei Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, call my. That's to tell you that Halacha Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, call my sabrachus b'komasa nivru. Everything that was created was already created, fully developed, fully ripened. It wasn't just seeds; it was stuff that was fully developed. They were b'komasa nivru, fully. They were created fully. Tall ledata nivru. Rashi says this means that Hashem asked them before they wanted to be created. And they said, yeah, we wanted to be created. So then he created them, which is obviously a little ridiculous. How do you ask something if it wants to be created if it's not created yet? So it means that there's like every organism down here has like a malach up there. So Hashem asked the malachim of the trees and the grass and the animals up there whether they wanted to be created down here. And they decided, yes, so it was ledata nivru. They gave the haskama before being created. Litzivyona nivru. And they were created in the full form that they had wanted to be created. Shnemar vayichulo shmar tzachol tzivaam al tikrit tzivaam el tzivyonam. Fully, the full shape and form was the way they wanted to be created. Rabbi Elazar Omer minayin shebetishri noldo avos. How do we know that the avos were born in Tishri? Shnemar pasuk in Melachim Aleph vayikalu al hamelach Shlomo kol yesh Yisrael. B'yerach ha'esanim b'chag. Hu achodesh ha'shvi. This is the seventh month, which is Tishrei. And they're calling Tishrei Yerach ha'esanim. Why is Tishrei called Yerach ha'esanim? Yerach she'noldu bo etanei olam. If you have a friend whose name is Etan, so why they call him Etan? Etan means the strong one. The strong one. Etan, we have an Etan here. Okay. Gershon Eitan, the strong one. Esanei Olam. Now you know what your name means. I'm sure you knew what your name was. But Yerach Sheneldubo, Esanei Olam. The strong foundations of the world. The strong ones. That's the Avos. My Mashma Dhai Eitan Lishna Ditkifu. The Gemara wants to know. How do you know Eitan's name means the strong one? Kedichsev, Esan Moshevecha, Pasakin, I think it's Balak. Chukas or Balak, I think it's Balak. Esan Moshevecha, right? This is around Bilam, all that stuff, these prophecies. Esan Moshevecha. Ayaras Hakeni, somebody. Eisani, that you live in the strength. Your dwelling is strong. The Omer Shimu Harim Es Riv Hashem Vaha Eisanim Most They Are. It's again the foundations of the world. The Omer Kol Dodin Ezabam Medaleg Al HaHarim Mekapitz Al HaGvaos Medaleg Al HaHarim The Mountains Bizchus Avos Hashem redeemed the Jewish people from Egypt a little early in the merit of the Avos Mekapitz Al HaGvaos. And he jumped on the small mounds bischus imahos in the merit of the moms. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Minayin shebe Nisan noldu avos. How do we know that the avos were born in Nisan? So he disagrees. So what's his pasuk? Nemar vahi b'shmonim shana v'amayim hashana l'tzeis meis omer it's Mitzrayim b'shana harviyis b'chodesh ziv. Hu achodesh hasheni. Now, chodesh ziv is really Iyar. Hu achodesh hasheni. And he built the bayis. What's bechodesh ziv? Beyerach shenoldu bo zivsane olam. The month that already, when that month began, those who brought light to the world were already created in the last month, which is Nisan. So, in other words, the Iyar was the Chodesh Hasheni, the month when the Avos HaOlam had already been born. Ask the Gemara, V'idach Nami, Haksiv B'Yerach HaEsanim, what does he do, Yerach HaEsanim? Hasam, D'takif B'mitzvos, why is it called the strong month, Yerach HaEsanim? It doesn't mean that the Avos were born then, who were the strong ones, it means that it's the month that has a lot of mitzvos, T'kiyas Shofar, sitting in a sukkah, Netilas Lulav, Nisa Chamayim, Netilas Arava, so many different mitzvos in this month. That's why it's called Yerach HaEsanim. It's not strong with avos, it's strong with mitzvos. Idach Nami Haksiv B'chodesh Ziv. How do we understand the pasuk of B'chodesh Ziv? Says the Gemara, Hahu De'ispe Ziva Le'ilane. It's called Chodesh Ziv because of the light that shines from the tree, for the trees. That's when the trees begin to blossom in Nisan. De Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayman Denafik B'Yomei Nisan. A person who goes out during Nisan. The Chazi Ilani Dimalavlave. A person who goes out in Nisan and he sees trees that are blooming, he makes a bracha. Omer, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's what the Ritva adds. The Ritva adds the words Baruch Atah Hashem. It doesn't mean that you just say Baruch. Right? A lot of times the Gemara one says a Baruch, it just doesn't mention Atah Hashem, but you have to say it with Shem Malchus. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Shelo Chisamei Olam Oklum. Uvarabo Brios Tovos Ilanos Tovos Lehis Naos Bahen B'nei Adam. For people to benefit from. This is something called Birkas Ilanos, where there's, the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah that during the month of Nisan, if you see a fruit tree that's blossoming, you're supposed to make a bracha, the Birkas HaIlanos. That's this bracha over here. One or two ha'aros about, first of all, we said before, interesting. So we saw before in Machlokas whether or not the world was created in Tishrei. So some people say Rabbeinu Bechaya has a remez. The word Bereshis is the same letters as Be'alef Tishrei. Bereshis is the same letters as Be'alef Tishrei. A little remez for how you know, a little proof to B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. About the Birkas HaIlanos, so the Ritva says that, the Ritva claims that even though the simple pshat in our Gemara is that you only make this bracha in Nisan, it's actually not true. He says that it depends on the place you are on the globe when things begin to blossom. Not everywhere on the globe do things begin to blossom in Nisan. It depends on the fruit, and it depends on the place. Different fruit blossom at different times. So the Ritva thinks, halacha lamaisa, it's not just Nisan. It's any month, wherever you are, if the beginnings of the blossomings of that particular fruit are blossoming in that time. The simple pshat in our Gemara is not that way. The Birkei Yosef says our Gemara sounds like no. It's a special din dafka in Nisan. The Mishnah Berurah happens to paskin like the Ritva that if you see a tree blossoming in a different month, then and that's where that tree blossoms in that part of the world in that month, then you make the bracha not only in Nisan. Almonds apparently blossom earlier, so maybe you wouldn't make the bracha there. The only other ha'ara here. What about non-fruit blossoming trees? Now, our Gemara sounds like lisnos behen b'nei adam, so that implies that only fruit-bearing trees. A different stama tree, you see it blossoming, just developing its blossoms, not fruit, leaves or whatever, or flowers or whatever it is blossoming. So you wouldn't make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah passes like that, that it's only fruit trees. Mishnah Berurah passes. Rav Yaakov Emden says, what do you mean? I could get benefit, I get hana from just looking at a beautiful tree. Rav Yaakov Emden paskins that even if there's a beautiful tree that it's flowering with its flowers, you'd make bracha also. Even though usually looking at something is not necessarily considered to be a significant hana, we had by Me'ila. Kol marev areach ein b'em shem me'ila. Just looking at something is not necessarily a violation of me'ila, although nowadays you could sue somebody for your vision rights, right? If you have a big building, if you have a good view and someone's going to build something to block your view, so you could sue them. So you see that looking at something is considered to be significant. Okay. One other shiloh is, let's say a person, so let's say, right, so the shaila achrona, last point, the shaila achrona we have about this is, let's say that you are a kid becomes bar mitzvah, and a kid becomes bar mitzvah in Iyar. So should he make the birchas ilanos in Nisan if he's going to be a gadol in Iyar? They discuss that. If b'di'evid you're allowed to make the bracha not even in Nisan, b'di'evid you're allowed to make it in Iyar according to those opinions. Should you wait till you're mechuyev? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Sefer Har Tzvi says you should wait till you're a gadol. He brings a raya from Avram Avinu, who kept the whole Torah, but Bris Milah, he waited till he was commanded to do the Bris Milah. Why didn't he do the Bris Milah? He kept the whole Torah before it was given. But he wanted to. He knew that he was going to be commanded to Bris Milah, so he held off till he was very old to have the Bris Milah, because he knew he was going to be able to be commanded. So same thing over there. Others say that you should wait. Okay, let's continue. Manda Omar b'Nisan noldu b'Nisan mesu. The one who says they were born in Nisan, they also died in Nisan. Manda Omar b'Tishrei noldu b'Tishrei mesu. Shneimar v'yom alehem ben me'av esim shana nochi hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm 120 today. She'ein tamalom hayom, ma tamalom hayom. Hayom mol yom ha'yishnosai l'lamedcha shakash bochu. Yoshi v'mamal yishnosayim shal tzadikim miyom liyom mechosh l'chodesh. Hashem completes the years of tzadikim that they die on the same day they are born, because their lives are exactly filled. Shenemar, another pasuk, is Mispa Yomecha Amalei. I'm going to explain why you need both psukim. Pnei Yeshua says that it needed also Hayom by Moshe, and also the pasuk is Mispa Yomecha Amalei. The fact that it's by Moshe, you would have thought that by Moshe, it happened to be that he died on the same day, but it doesn't have to be mamish. But by other tzaddikim, how do you know? So it's missed by Yomech Amalei. That's even by other tzaddikim, they're gonna live out the whole year. But there, you wouldn't know. From there, you wouldn't know it's exactly on the same day. That's why you need the other pasuk. Fine. Okay. Bepesach nolad Yitzchak minyalon kedeksev lamoid oshev elecha ka'es chaya ulasara bein. So lamoid means the next yontif. He's going to give birth the next yontif. She wasn't pregnant yet. Emas kai. So when was she holding? Ilema bepesach. If it was on Pesach with Karmelay, batzeres the next yontif is Shavuos. Bechamshin yom mikayolda. You can't give birth in 50 days. Ella dekai batzeres the Karmelay b'tishrei. Let's say it was Shavuos, and you said it's going to be lamoid. The next yontif, akati b'chamishi yarchi mika yolda. Even 5 months is too fast. Ella dekoy b'chag, the karmel b'nisan. Must be they were holding by Sukkos, and the next Yontif was Pesach. Says Gemara Kati Bishisa Yachem Mikayola. It's still only 6 months. Says Gemara Tana Osashana Mubarasaisa. It was a leap month. Says Gemara. Sof Kimadli Mar Yomei Tuma Batsri Lahu. You still don't have enough time. You need more time than that. What about the days that she was Tame Tumas Nida? So you're still not going to have the full 7 months. Amar Zucha Afilamanda Amar. You'll let us Letitia and you'll let us Mukutain. Even according to the opinion that says that a 9 month full term pregnancy is going to be 9 months, not eight. You'll let us Lesheva. You'll let us the Mukutain. But if you give birth early, a 7 month birth could also be six and a little bit. Shneimar Vahilu Tkuvos Yomim Hayomim Chana Vatar Chana Vatelid Bein. So Shmuel was born after Tkufos and Yomim. Miyat Tkufos Shtayim. Miyat Yomim Shtayim. So that's 2 months and two tkufos of 3 months each and 2 days. So 6 months and 2 days. So you see that if it's a 7 month birth, it could be 6 months and a couple of days. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah nifkada Sara Rachel v'Chana minalan. Rosh Hashanah Sara Rachel and Chana were nifkada. How do you know that? I'm Rabbi Elazar. Asya pekida pekida. Asya zechira zechira. We have two gzeirah shavas. Pekida pekida. We learn a gzereshah from Chana, Pekida Pekida, and then Rachel and Chana, Asi Zechira Zechira. Rosh Hashanah says Vayizkar. Ksiv B'Rachel Vayizkar L'Kemes Rachel, Uksiv B'Chana Vayizkarei Hashem, Asi Zechira Zechira Me Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv Shabbos and Zichron Shrua. Pekida Pekida, Ksiv B'Chana Ki Pakad Hashem Eschana, Uksiv B'Sara V'Hashem Pakad Esara. So it's all on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yosef makes a sermon on. How do you know Yosef left jail on Rosh Hashanah? Blow the shofar on the day that it's covered. That's Rosh Hashanah. And what's the next pasuk? Eidos b'Yosef samo b'tseiso al eretz Mitzrayim. Svasli yadati eshma. So you see, he left jail on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, but la'avodah mi'avasein Mitzrayim. How do we know that Rosh Hashanah, the avoda stopped with our fathers in Egypt? Ksiv hacha votsesi eschemi tachas sivlos mitzrayim. Ksiv hasam hasi rosi me sevel shechmo. So it says by votsesi eschemi tachas sivlos mitzrayim, and after the next pasuk by Yosef, it's edus by Yosef's psamo. Votsesi al eretz mitzrayim. That's the shir shayom for Thursday. It's tomorrow. That the same time that the Jews left Egypt, that's when Yosef left. Yosef left on Rosh Hashanah, right? Yosef left on Rosh Hashanah, so that's when the Jews also stopped their work. Benisa Nigalu, okay, that you don't need a pasuk for, that's right in the Chumash. Benisa Nikadisa, yeah, it's in the Torah, Beferish. B'tishrei asidin ligoel. How do you know that the future geula is going to happen in? How do you know the future geula is going to happen in Tishrei? Ask your shofar. We have a gzeirah shava shofar. Ksiv hacha tiku b'chodesh shofar. That's Tishrei. Ksiv hasam b'yom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. The shofar of Mashiach is going to be during the time of the shofar of Tishrei. Rabbi Shomer Benisa Nigal Benisa Asid Nigal Minalon Amar Kra Leil Shimurim Hu. The night of Pesach is a night of watching. Leil Hamashumar Uba Misheshis Yimei Breishis. It's the night that's been already destined since the 6 days of creation. So not only is also the night that Ledoro Sam. So it's going to be even the future Geula. Not only the past Geula is going to be then. The future goal of Idach. What is Rabbi Lezer? He says the future goes to me in Tishrei. What does he do with this pasuk? Laila hamishumer obam and amazikin. It's a protected night. That's there's no mazikin on Pesach. There's no mazikin Pesach night. Some people say that's why you don't say kriyish mashalamita Pesach night, and that's also the source for the meaning to open the door by shvoi chamascha v'eliyahu navi. Why are we opening the door for shvoi chamascha? We're showing we're not afraid. Open the front door. It's midnight. We're not afraid. It's leil shimurim. It's a night of protection. Okay. Now the whole next Gemara is a whole new story about the Mazalos. But let's try to just start it a little bit. Says the Gemara, Va'azdu l'tamayu. Both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who have machlokas about whether the world was created in Nisan, or the world was created in Tishrei, and whether the future Geula is going to be in Nisan, or the future Geula is going to Tishrei, they argue, Va'azdu l'tamayu, they are l'shitasam on a different issue, namely, when did the Mabul begin? The issue of when did the world begin is connected to when did the Mabul begin? The Sanya. Because he learned in a Braisa. Says by the Mabul, Bishnas Sheish Mil Shana L'chaye Noach, the 600 years of Noach life. Bachodesh Hasheni, the second month. So does that mean the second month of Nisan? Or does that mean the second month since the creation of the world? Bachodesh Hasheni B'shiva Asar Yom L'chodesh, the 17th of the month. What's today? The 15th of, close to a Daf Yomi coincidence. Today is the 15th of the second month, at least according to one of the opinions. This is the 17th. Okay, we're off by 2 days. In Gematria, you can be off by 1 day. I'm not sure if in Daf Yomi coincidences, you can be off by 2 days. But okay. Va'adisanya. Bishnas Sheshmer. So, Lachodesh Hasheni. Rabbi Shu Omer. Osa Yom Shiva Asar Bi'iyar Haya. Rabbi Yeshua says, It was the 17th day of Iyar. That's the second day of the second month. He holds the world was created in Nisan. So the years started in the initial creation of Bryas Olam was Mi Nisan. So he has to explain the Mabul started on the 17th of Iyar. And the water fell until the 28th of Sivan, 40 days. 28th of Sivan. And the 150 days ended at Aleph Kislev. And the Teva stopped on Yud Zayin Kislev, which is the seventh month after the rain stopped. That's when the mountains started to be... And the mountains were seen on the first of Shvat, which is the 10th month since the rain began. And all of this was all happened in the 600th year. And on Echad Nisan, one full year afterwards, everything dried out, which is the beginning of the 601st year. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua adds as follows, the 17th of Iyar, that's the day that the Mabul started, so had the Mabul start, Yom Shemazal Kima Shokea Bayom, usually that's a time where the constellation of stars called Kima sets during the day, Umayonos Mismatim, usually the water begins to recede, it's after the rainy season. And we talk Shashinu Masayim, since the people of the Dar Mabul were so wicked and they went against the world and they slept with animals and they crossbreeded animals and did all these terrible things, Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem, my Sabracious, Hashem changed the stars and the constellations. Behela Mazal Kima Bayom, instead of the Mazal Kima setting during the day, the constellation of Kima, Akadosh Baruch Hu changed it and made it rise during the day. And he removed two stars from the constellation of Kima, and therefore that caused the world to go upside down. And instead of the waters drying out, the waters came and destroyed the world. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Osayom Shivasa B'mar Cheshvan Haya. We missed it. I think today is the 15th of Cheshvan. I'm not sure. I think it's the 15th. So we missed it by 2 days. Okay. Rabbi Lezer says it was the 15th of Mar Cheshvan. It was the 15th of Mar Cheshvan that the Mabul began. And it means the second month. It meant the second month since the creation of the world, which he held, was in Tishrei. So you make all the calculations otherwise. Yom Shemazal Kimo Olaba Yom. It's the time that really the constellation of Kima goes up. It begins to rise. Umayonos Miskabros is actually the time that the naturally there's going to be more water coming into the world. Umitok Shishinu Maseim Shira Kadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Maisa Bracious Vehela Mazakim Bayom. He brought it up during the day. Venotal Shnei Kochavim Vehevi Mabul Olam. Okay, we will stop here. We'll come back to this Bez Hashem tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Today's the 14th. Oh, so it's 3 days off. Oh, I'm sorry.